The Army Corps is advancing three possible plans for two different sites for the processing of non-toxic fire debris. Both of the sites are in Oroville. Army Corps spokesman Michael Peterson said the sooner the site is up and running, the sooner residents of Paradise could start reconstruction.
We want to make sure that we can do our part so that they can get debris cleared off of properties and people can start rebuilding.
Two of the options involve using the long-abandoned Coppers site, an abandoned mill that made pressure-treated and creosote-coated wood products. One option calls for using about half of the 205-acre site, the other about a third. Contaminated with dioxins, pentachlorophenol, barium, chromium, arsenic, and other chemicals, the site was remediated under EPA's Superfund program. The third option, a site at 4801 Feather River Boulevard, is about half a mile away. Only concrete and metal debris will be processed at the site. Material will be crushed or shredded, then packed onto rail cars. Again, Michael Peterson.
Hazardous household goods are being taken care of on the sites, the fire impact sites in Paradise and the surrounding area.
Officials performed an about-face on plans to process the debris in Chico after significant opposition emerged. The Army Corps estimates that 3 million tons of debris will be moved off the ridge for processing. That amounts to 150,000 tractor-trailer loads. While state officials will ultimately determine the route, the Corps envisions transporting the debris via Clark Road, State Route 191, and Highway 70. That's a distance of roughly 24 miles, 9 miles longer than trucking the debris to Chico, but with the Oroville sites in an industrial zone, the debris processing is less likely to disturb neighbors. An official meeting about the project is scheduled to be held at the State Theater Thursday night beginning at 6 p.m. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.